A story now of how music became a companion of someone who needed a friend a few decades back and found a whole bunch of friends in his embrace of soul music. They helped him confront a number of important milestones in his life. Some of you have had the same kind of experiences.
This is Howard from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Temptations, Runaway Child. Says, you better go back home where you belong. Applied to me. I was thinking about running away when I was 13, but I thought, no, I better not.
Rashad Olison is a music critic and author of the new book Soul Serenade, Rhythm, Blues, and Coming of Age Through Vinyl. It's a playful, emotional story of how songs can signify so much in their timing and lyrics, and how the music itself continues to speak to him from the moment his father first turned him on to vinyl records. A long time ago.
Well, my father, who was a disturbed Vietnam vet and had been addicted to drugs most of his life after coming back. And he was the one who had fostered my love for music. He would take me to the record shops and buy these used records and staple singers, Aretha Franklin, Bobby Womack, all this stuff. And this is the early 80s. So this is the age of MTV and Lionel Richie and Prince. And he's buying me all this stuff, all this old soul. He would always say, this is music you need to know. And so when he left the family with my parents' divorce, I just gravitated toward those records because I thought that they would sort of give me a window into him. I ended up finding myself in that music.
So when you would hum or hear Aretha Franklin do Soul Serenade, it was like putting on armor.
Yes, absolutely.
When you're not around, there's a lonely sound in my soul serenade.
You know, I felt if she could sing with that much strength and that much command and presence, that I could embody that some way.
And what were you fighting at the time?
Looking back, depression. My folks were, you know, in a very bitter divorce, and we moved around a lot, and I was very, very lonely. I was fighting that loneliness, that sadness that was always sort of hanging around like a big old cloud over my head.
You found yourself interested in Joni Mitchell's version of Black Crow.
Mm-hmm. I've always been drawn to imagery of flight, you know, in literature and in music. And that song embodies it, wanting to escape and wanting to be free and sort of charting your own destiny.
There's a crow flying, black and ragged, tree to tree. He's black as the highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. That black crow flying in a blue sky.
And everything about that song, the layer of guitars and the bass line, everything is beautiful about that record.
And ooh, sometimes temptation is just a little much.
Bobby Womack's Put Something Down on it. Is it the music and the statement of the sound that means the most to you, or is it something about the message?
With that particular Bobby Womack song, I think I relate to it more now as an adult. If you want this love I'm giving, you need to put something down on it. Spend a little time on it, you know, which is just some good old-fashioned common sense. A relationship takes time. It takes you being there. And that's what he always, you know, sort of put it out there like he was sitting in a pool hall talking to you directly about the philosophy of love and being with somebody. And he just broke it down in language that was as earthy as collard greens.
Put something down on it. Put something down on it.
Trying to carry it further.
Minnie Riperton?
Mm.
Inside My Love?
Yeah. That record I heard for the first time when I was 14. And I was able to engage that lyric right away, this love that is beyond carnal. It's carnal and spiritual. And it's one of those gorgeous songs that even when it gets to the chorus and the strings swell, there's just something about it that makes me feel like I'm levitating or something.
what was your image of love?
I mean, it's changed since then, but I had a very romanticized image of love, which most teenagers do. But I thought that it would feel like those songs felt, that it would feel like I'm flying. It would feel all sweet and romantic. And I believe that it's much more than just feeling like, you know, you're flying, you know. But I think it's still nice to have that feeling that you're connected with someone, and it is a sweet thing until it becomes something deeper and it opens you up and challenges you to be more than you think you could be.
Was your dad right with these songs? The songs that he would pick out for you, that you needed to hear these songs?
I think so. I felt closer to him. In my family, music was like another relative. You know, people talked about these artists as though they were kin to us. You know, so we had this very close connection to music that spoke to us on a deeper level. It spoke to our aspirations. It spoke to what we wanted to be and who we thought we were, providing solace, comfort, laughter, escape. It was everything to us.
You chose a Michael Jackson tune here,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of the odd duck on Thriller.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's the melody that draws me, but it's also something about the way Michael sings that song that conveys a sense of yearning. If they say why, tell them that it's human. That could be sexual, it could be spiritual. You know, there's a lot that you can fold into that song.
Well, we've talked about five great tracks. Mm-hmm. You want to pick something else to take us out on?
You know, I mentioned Chaka Khan because when I was being bullied in school, it was her voice sounds like defiance to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Aretha was ingratiating, and so was Chaka in a way, but Chaka had another edge. I think if there's a song that I would add to this list is her song with Rufus from 1974, Once You Get Started. Once you get started, oh, it's hard to stop. It's a party jam, but my favorite part of that song is the beginning. The horns are blaring and she's screaming over the horns. It's just this announcement, I am here, get out of my way. You know, you're not going to run me over. There's something when she sings that lets you know I'm always here.
Well, we'll get out of the way. Rashad Allison is a music critic and author of the new book, Soul Serenade, Rhythm, Blues, and Coming of Age Through Vinyl. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Faith from Seattle. The song I chose was 10 Years Gone by Led Zeppelin. The quote, though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea. I was fresh out of college and trying to decide my next move. It was stressful. I was anxious. But hearing that beautiful lyric gave me hope that maybe whichever direction I chose at that time, I would eventually end up where I wanted to be.
This is Jessica from Austin, Texas. And the line, thunder only happens when it's raining and players only love you when they're playing, from Fleetwood Mac's Dreams from 1977, brings back vivid, painful memories of the time when my mother and father were getting divorced.
This is Janet Banks from Portland, Oregon. Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. I was just out of high school and at a community college. His music opened a lot of doors into a new social group, not full of my best choices, but had a great time and got it out of my system. Born down in a dead man's town, the first kicker took us when I hit the ground.
End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you smack. Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.